Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio, and with me in the studio today is Jessica Cox. Hi, Jessica.
Great to be here again.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been here, but you've been very busy from what I understand. You've really got a major project going here. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, this year is the first year we're showing Right Footed, a documentary about my life and my flying adventure. And what it has done as far as reaching other people and just touching the world with the story of me becoming a pilot and inspiring other people all over the world, especially children with disabilities.
Well, you've been very popular out there on the circuit because a lot of people would think that with your disabilities, you couldn't do half of what you're doing, but yet you're doing it.
Unfortunately, yes, a lot of people see a disability and they immediately think, oh, they're unable to do that. And that's what we're trying to do, is change that attitude and show the world what anyone can do if they have that drive and that persistence.
It's an amazing story. You have accomplished a lot more than many other people with the same kinds of disabilities. For one thing, you're an LSA pilot, and that is a major achievement in itself.
I have been flying now since 2008, and I would have never imagined being able to solo an airplane. And that day when I did that, it was the most incredible experience to be able to solo an air coupe airplane with just my feet.
Well, now that you've done that, and you've done so many other things, you're trying to tell people, to inspire those with disabilities that, look, the only limit you got is yourself.
Yes, and it's not just people with disabilities, it's anyone, because we can all have excuses, we can all have reasons to say, well, I can't do that. But I always say, if I fly an airplane with my feet, what is it that you can do?
Now, you've got a movie coming out here, it's called Right Footed. Tell us about it.
We're sharing Right Footed with everyone here at Air Ventures, starting tonight at 8 p.m., Theater in the Woods, and we'll have two other screenings throughout the week, as well as a couple places that I will be signing my book as well.
So. Very good. Now, this movie has taken some awards too, hasn't it?
Yes, Right Footed premiered at the Vatican in Italy, and that was incredible just to be able to go there and receive the title of Best Documentary. And it has been in numerous film festivals all throughout the country, other countries as well. It's still... Actually, there are still a couple of film festivals in the next couple months that it will be featured in.
So you're not only traveling around the United States, but you've also been traveling throughout the world to promote this.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to be over there at the Vatican during a movie premiere?
It was surreal to be able to premiere Right Footed at the Vatican, just to be there, and it's a wonderful room. It was a couple hundred years old, just lavish, and And everything was in Italian, so I was trying to understand all that at the same time.
Oh, that must have been a heck of a challenge. Did you get to meet the Pope by any chance?
No, but an archbishop that works in his office was there, and I passed over a book, copy of my book, and said, would you please give this to Pope Francis? And he said he would. So
nice.
Hopefully the Pope has a copy.
So you've gotten all these awards, and the movie is out, and you're also going to be all over Air Venture here. Where can people find you?
You can find me at the Ford tent. I will be at the Tempest booth, and I'll let Patrick say the specific times, or if you don't mind sharing that, because you have something right there in front
of
you.
Well, I've got the locations here, if I can just figure out how to read again. Wednesday, tomorrow, you're going to be at the Tempest booth from 10 to 11 a.m., and at Thursday, July the 28th, 10 to 11 a.m. at the Ford tent. And also again, Friday, July 29th, 10 to 12, also at the Ford tent.
Yes.
So this is where the people can go. And there's more information out there as well. There's your Facebook page, which is, Jessica Cox. And also the movie has a Facebook page, which is, you can get on there and search for Right Footed. I understand the Facebook page is a huge mouthful, but if they search for Right Footed, that should take them to it. What inspired you to make this movie?
Why don't I let Patrick answer that? Because he's my husband, Patrick, here, and him and I have been followed around for 3 years. A film crew followed us three different countries, and it was an incredible experience.
Well, it started off, we met with this filmmaker who, he made the Pancho Barnes documentary a couple years ago, and he heard about Jessica and wanted to meet her, and by the end of the meeting, he wanted to make a film out of our wedding. And one thing led to another. Jessica got invited to Ethiopia to help with inclusive education for children with disabilities there. And the film crew followed us, and we also went to the Philippines and Washington, D.C. And what started out as a little short 8 to 12 minute film is now 82 minutes in length. And like she said, it's won awards all over the world. And we're looking forward to sharing it here at AirVenture.
What is it like for 3 years to have a film crew follow you around during everything?
Well, you feel like you're on the entire time, and it's exhausting, because then you start doing repeat shots that they may, you know, they wanted to catch a certain shot and they weren't able to get it, so you have to repeat it. It can be exhausting, but it was also a lot of fun at times when we had these unexpected things happen, would you say?
Yeah, there was the time we got to feed hyenas in Ethiopia. There was the time we were walking in front of the Capitol building in D.C., and this woman came running up to Jessica, interrupting the film shoot. And it turned out that her best friend was just had an ultrasound and found out that her unborn son was going to be born without arms. She was in tears, and you can come see the whole story on the film. We got to last year, we met Ari, a little girl who was born without arms, and Jessica took her around AirVenture and showed her the air coupe she flies and showed her how Jessica drives a car with her feet. And it turned into one picture of them together turned into the hug scene around the world. Went viral on Facebook and all those places.
Wow, that sounds incredible. And you're running into more and more people with the same disability that you have, and you've got to be a shining beacon of what can be done. How do they take you when you say, yeah, I'm a licensed pilot?
Some of them are in disbelief until they actually see it on video or on YouTube somewhere, because they can't imagine, how is it possible to have your feet on the controls? Well, one of the secrets is the air coupe airplane is the only airplane that doesn't have rudder pedals.
Exactly.
And because of that design, I can actually steer the yoke when on the taxiway and getting ready to take off. I don't actually need the rudder pedals.
Well, that's got to be an inspiration to them to see a person with your disability, and you're flying an airplane. I mean, wow. You know, everybody thinks that it's a very daunting task, and here you are doing it.
It's been incredible just to be able to experience flying an airplane and that feeling of being pilot in command on your first solo. It's just life-changing.
What about the film crew? Were there any moments that you wanted to tell them all to just go away?
I'm sure there were a few times.
There was most definitely a few of those. The trip to Ethiopia was 10 days, and Jessica was on camera nonstop, like 14 hours a day. Every move she made, we had to make sure the mic was working and the camera was on her and that everything was in focus. And I think by the eighth day, she was kind of getting tired of having to be in front of a camera and be her, you know, she was still Jessica, but she had to be perfect. She couldn't stumble over her words. She had to be in the lighting. She had to be in the frame of the shot, and all this stuff was just, it was getting very hard, but it's worth it now.
Are you going to do any more movies, or would you prefer not to?
Well, I definitely have a respect for actors and actresses now, because I realize what they go through. But I don't know. I think this documentary has touched a lot of people, and that's what's the important part, is the message it brings to so many people and the hope it brings. And that's what makes it all worth it. I know all the people it's touched so far, and I hope that anyone who's listening can be there to watch it and be a part of our bringing it here to AirVenture.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you expecting a large crowd at the debut of your movie?
We hope so. We hope to fill all the seats.
I think you're going to do more than that. You're going to have a standing room only crowd, I'll bet.
I'll be signing books at the Tempest booth in Hangar C, and I just want to thank them for making it possible for us to bring Right Footed here to AirVenture and for both Patrick and I to be here.
Well, that's great. I wish you all the best of luck, and stay out of the camera's way. It sounds like that can get to be quite a drag. You're listening to Jessica Cox talking about her movie Right Footed, and I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.